I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois State Board of Elections asks voters to be patient while waiting for final vote counts. More than 500,000 mail-in ballots could arrive after Election Day and may not get counted until November 17th. Board spokesperson Matt Dietrich says that could skew initial tallies.
You may see the statewide vote total change by up to that 500,000 mark. You may also see in smaller races, like legislative races, where there's a close race on election night, you may see those numbers change. You may see the leads change several times as vote-by-mail ballots arrive and are counted.
Dietrich says the mail-in ballots might also delay the final word on the proposed graduated income tax amendment. In other news, hospitalizations for COVID-19 continue to climb in Illinois. The entire state is subject to increased mitigation measures, or will be, starting tomorrow. A Capital News Illinois analysis shows the average weekly number of hospital beds in use by COVID patients increased 24%. In Winnebago County, the health department announced 470 new cases and two new deaths from the virus. Public Health Administrator Sandra Martell says it's imperative for residents not to ignore mitigation restrictions.
With a positivity rate of almost 15%, you're putting your community at risk, you're putting all of our businesses at risk. And we've talked about this before, you're putting our children and the schools at risk.
Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara says the city council voted Monday night not to raise property taxes to help with the economic recovery. Aldermen also approved a provision rebating half the liquor license fees paid by bars and restaurants. Teams of assistant attorneys general and investigators will monitor elections today. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says this will ensure voters' rights are protected and polling places are accessible. Raoul is also encouraging voters to be aware that polling places, especially those at nursing homes or senior centers, are subject to change due to the pandemic. Voters should confirm their polling places with their local election authorities or the State Board of Elections. Raoul urged voters to call his office if they encounter suspected improper or illegal activity. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The Jackson County clerk is reminding voters about the procedure if someone requested a vote-by-mail ballot and then decides to vote in person. Frank Bird says you must surrender your vote-by-mail ballot in the polling location before you can vote. If you do not bring in your vote-by-mail ballot, you will only be able to vote provisionally. He says this type of ballot will not be counted until 14 days after the election, so it is very important to bring in your vote-by-mail ballot if you decide to vote in person. The Illinois State Police is working to ensure the public safety for the election. The ISP has been preparing for months, participating in readiness exercises and utilizing the statewide Terrorism Intelligence Center to analyze potential threats, and it will continue, says Director Brendan Kelly. He also says that extra patrols will be available to help local police with any issues at polling places as well. For more information, our website, wsiunews.org.